Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am with you. Today, I'd like to speak to you about the lightworkers' confusion about money. Money has been a source of struggle, doubt, and confusion for many lightworker souls. Many of you do not feel at ease with money, the energy of money, with having money, with receiving it, with spending it. There is an uneasiness and a discomfort with the element of money. And very basically, the energy of money for you is associated with the energy of power, power abuse, greed, injustice. In short, it's associated with the old world, the paradigm of fear-based consciousness. And you deeply feel inside that you are here on Earth to change, to transform this old type of consciousness based essentially on lack, the notion of a shortage. There is not enough, and we need to fight about it. This is part of the old way of fear-based thinking. And it creates worldwide, it creates war, it creates strife, it creates extremes of richness and poverty, so it creates injustice. And this whole fear-based way of, and power-based way of organizing the social system and the world around you is something you deeply feel at odds with. You don't feel it's natural, you don't feel at home inside it, so a part of you resists it strongly. However, in your everyday life, you are part of the society you live in, you are part of the world, and the systems operating in this world, so you need money. And many of you, because you have this very ambiguous and ambiguous attitude and these reservations about money, so a part of you wants it and needs it. This is a very human part of you, and this part is also to some extent controlled by the fear that you absorbed from your parents and society about having not enough money, about financial stress. So a part of you wants and needs money, and another part resists it, and you somehow consider this the more pure part of you, the part that resists money and everything that's associated with it. You consider this to be the spiritual part of you, and many of you have had past incarnations on Earth in which you abstained from material wealth. You were, for example, part of a spiritual community, you were a monk or a nun or a priest, a priestess, whatever. These spiritual roles you fulfilled often went together with letting go of worldly possessions and also not having to deal with it so much when you are part of a spiritual community and you are in a society in which this is a part of how things work. So a part of, there's a group of people focused on religion or spirituality, and they are somehow taken care of. They offer their spiritual services, and then society provides them with enough material wealth to survive, to have an everyday life, even if it's quite basic and minimal. And you also, a part of your soul's memory is being influenced by this, by your own past incarnations, and not having to deal with money so much. And so in today's world, this old idea of withdrawing from mainstream society and living a spiritual life, this is over in today's modern world. And this is actually also, as it should be, spirituality should become more grounded and part of society, and should embrace the humanness of all emotions. And so spirituality getting integrated into society is a natural evolution. That's good. However, now you're faced with the need to make money and to accept it, and to accept your humanness. And then you are confronted with the question, how am I going to deal with money and the energy around it when I have this spiritual part inside me which wants to move beyond the ego-based systems and structures of society? And some of you really wonder if you are even allowed to receive money. This sounds strange, because obviously you need it to buy the daily bread, to have a house to live in, etc. But if you look inside yourself, please check if you somehow feel that you deep down believe that you do not have the right to receive money. And to kind of check your willingness or openness to receive money, imagine that someone, that you are approached by someone who carries a bag of golden coins representing money and wealth and or abundance, and this person wants to hand this bag over to you, and is doing so with a loving smile. So it just, he or she is saying, it's yours, take it. And now watch yourself. How do you feel about this? Can you feel joy? Can you receive this treasure, this bag of coins? Can you receive it with grace, with acceptance, with joy, with gratitude possibly, but not this sense of guilt or shame, or I'm sorry, I have to receive it because I'm a human being and I need money. I really don't want it, but okay, I have to. Just notice, observe inside yourself the layers of emotional responses you have to this offering. And I'd like to suggest that you focus now particularly on the sense of guilt that's inside you about receiving this wealth. Guilt or shame? And see this guilt or shame as an energy, an actually present energy package or block, however you call it. And it's a feeling, there's a sense of saying no there, no to the money. No, it's bad. No, I shouldn't do this. No, it's not fair. I'm depriving other people from abundance if I take this bag of coins. And so focus on this, the sense of guilt and the moral confusion that's inside this guilt. Because inside this, there's a lot of confusion there, because it's not like your conscience is saying, no, don't do this, don't accept this, it's not yours. No, there's a much more conflicted sense of guilt there. It's not a pure voice of conscience, it's more like you feel torn inside, torn and twisted about having to receive this because you need it, and then also believing that that from a spiritual perspective you should not need it or give it away or share it with other people. Just focus on this sense of guilt, confusion, shame. Really feel the energy of it. And perhaps you can even sense that it's located in a particular part of your body or energy field. And so if you are clearly in touch with it, no judgment, just be aware of it, then kind of tune into this layer of guilt or taboo, and then ask, who is feeling guilty about receiving money, about receiving the bag of golden coins? Who is guilty? Who feels ashamed? And allow a person or being or whatever shape it takes. It may be a past life, it may be a kind of a part of you that's kind of an archetypical part of you that is stuck in this feeling of guilt, and just allow it to have a face for you so you can talk with it, talk with him or her. Who carries this sense of guilt or shame? See him or her. Perhaps you see a past life in which you were leading a spiritual life and you were free of the concerns about money, and the life may have been humble and almost poor, but you felt free. So maybe it even felt good to have no wealth, no money, to abstain from it. And you may also, as you focus on the guilt and the shame, arrive at a part of you who is so much in touch with other people's needs and wants, and who so much wants to share with everyone, because this part of you feels one with the world around you, the people around you. It's full of empathy. It cannot really. It has big trouble witnessing the suffering around you, the injustice in the world, the poverty. And so this part of you is very kind and loving and full of empathy. However, it lacks a sense of boundaries. It wants to include everyone and everything, while you are a separate individual, a separate being, and you are on your own, your personal evolutionary journey. So this part of you that creates guilt and anxiety about receiving money, it seems very light, but it is also ungrounded and not aware of the need to understand yourself, your own being, as separate, as independent. You are on a very deep level, you are one with all that is. However, at the same time, you are evolving and growing as an individual spark of consciousness, as an individual soul, on your very own personal journey. And it's only when you recognize and know that you are you and not anyone else, and that you are meant to be you and not dissolve into or merge with other people's energies, and they may be in a very different stage of development, different from your stage of development, and so this bubble of empathy and kindness or eagerness to help and share, this bubble that you are sometimes in is not healthy, is not grounded, and can prevent you actually from truly expressing your soul's light on earth, in this world. So I'm asking you to check for yourself whether you recognize this part of yourself that can be too light, so to speak, too eager to embrace oneness, and thereby not respecting your own boundaries, your own individuality, your own individual needs. Check also if there are past life memories in which you that explain the reservations or fears or guilt you have about receiving money, receiving this bag of golden coins offered to you. And now, as you become aware of the energies inside you from the past or the present that are blocking the flow of receiving money inside you, now that you are aware of it, I want to offer you a different perspective on money, on abundance, on receiving, thereby taking you out of the old, out of the confusion that you as a light worker soul have about money, which is a mixture of humility and superiority, and also just plain fear and confusion, because guilt and shame are very upsetting energies which really drain you and kind of paralyze you. So as you are aware of your ambiguous feelings toward money, I will now offer a different perspective on it. And the first thing I'd like to say about that is that you are coming from a place of oneness. You are already familiar with a realm or dimension of light where you dwelt, and you were intimately familiar with the sense of oneness with all other beings, with life around you. And in this dimension of oneness, there was a natural awareness of giving and receiving. The flow of abundance entails both giving and receiving. They go together. As you give and share of yourself, you will receive. And both these flows reinforce each other, and it's the most natural thing there is. And just imagine that in this dimension or this realm of a higher vibration, that there was a garden, and that you would walk in this garden, and everything around you was alive. The plants, the animals, the sky, the trees, everything was alive and connected with each other, and you were connected with all this life around you as well. And you loved it, and it loved you. So you were aware of all these individual beings, and at the same time of this connectedness among all creatures. And there was no conflict. That's the essential meaning of abundance, that there is no conflict between you and the other. You're not taking anything away from someone else as you are receiving what naturally belongs to you. In this dimension, in this place, there is no poverty, there is no lack, because everything that's there is aware of itself and its natural needs, and has complete faith that these needs will be met. The needs are not something to be ashamed of. They're just a part of being alive. Like the flower in a garden needs some rain, needs some sunshine, needs fertile earth, and it joyfully accepts these needs. It doesn't even think about it. And the rain and the earth and the sun rejoice in offering who they naturally are, and thereby nourishing the flower. And the flower gives back. It shares its essence and its loveliness with the environment around it. And everything is balanced. And just take in this sense of balance that you know and remember. You have been there. This garden symbolizes a consciousness that's already has already awakened inside your heart, and that you long for, that you are homesick for. And you are now in a place of duality, of fear and struggle, conflict, a fear that a place that's more dense, more heavy. And you are here to become more deeply aware of your light and what it entails, what it means. And you're here to keep your light alive and to clear up parts, to clear up confusions inside your soul that have arisen in past life. And another way of putting it is to say that you're here to retrieve fragments of your soul which became lost in the density or the pain or the duality on earth. And in doing so, you will also radiate a light to others that may inspire them when they choose to be inspired by it. Essentially, you are here to remember yourself, and a more poetic way of putting it is to say to remember the garden, remember the sphere of light, of oneness that you came from. And when you truly remember the garden, you know that balance is the natural law of life. Giving too much, denying yourself, is not balanced. Giving too little, keeping it all inside, is also not balanced. Giving and receiving are the most natural partners there are, and you need to activate both of them, both of these flows, which are essentially one flow, in order to be alive, to feel alive, and allow your soul's light, allow the balance and the purity of the garden to truly come down and express themselves. So from this perspective, giving and receiving are part of the same cycle, and you need to embrace this cycle, or you are not part of the garden if you don't embrace it. And it's funny that I used the image of the garden referring to a realm of light, a heavenly dimension, but of course the symbol of the garden also is directly connected with Earth, with planet Earth, with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is naturally incredibly abundant, with so many life forms in the animal, plant, and human kingdom. And each and every creature inside this, inside the system of Mother Earth, is supposed to give and receive, to interact. And my main point right now is that you need to receive in order to give, to share your light, your unique personal light with others. It's as simple as breathing in and breathing out. You are part of nature. You are both a cosmic being and a human child. You are, as a human being, deeply connected with Mother Earth. And as you feel the natural law of balance that is part of the garden, and Mother Earth is part of the heavenly garden, feel your connection to her right now. Feel her beauty, her abundance, the variety of life forms, the adventure of it, consciousness taking on so many forms, so playful and full of wonder and imagination. And you are part of this. And now imagine again that someone approaches you with a bag of golden coins. And it's a gift to you. But inside this gift is already the energy of your soul. What you are being offered is not something outside of you. It's a part of you. The energy inside these golden coins wants to flow through you and be transmuted. And see if you can allow this to happen, that you receive this offering and allow the energy of it to flow through your energy field, through your body, through your spirit, and sense how it brings you joy, a sense of inspiration, joy, ease, abundance. And now, what wants to flow out of you? What are you sharing with the world around you? Like the flower in the garden, you're sharing your loveliness, your light with the world around you. And focus on what you are inspired to share with this world. Try to give it a name, like, I want to offer to people a sense of truth, a sense of authenticity, joy, encouragement. I want to reach out to them to give them what? What are you naturally radiating out to the world around you when you are feeling abundant, inspired, joyful? And become aware that there are people or energies in the world around you who want to receive exactly what you are offering. Feel how you are welcome with your specific type of energy, how Earth and humanity welcomes you. It's not so much that you are needed or obligated to be here. You are welcome. Being welcome has to do with being received with joy, with gratitude, with love. It doesn't have to do with these heavy energies of being obligated, having this mission that may drain or exhaust you. The higher energy that wants to unfold has to do with ease and abundance. And it implies that you receive and give in the same movement. Can you now let go of the guilt and the shame that you felt before? Can you allow abundance in and see it as a natural part of your own energy, your soul's energy that wants to come to you right now as you are inside this realm of duality, living in a human body? It's the most natural thing there is. It's basically your own soul's offering to you, enabling you to be here, to shine, to share, to live. Remember that receiving is just as sacred as giving. Giving of your soul's essence is sacred. Respecting yourself, receiving what you need or what gives you joy and inspiration is just as sacred. Be part of this natural cycle. Be true to yourself and bring the energy of the garden that's inside your heart. Bring it down on earth and be at ease with the energy of money. Be at peace with receiving abundance and joy for yourself. Be without guilt or shame and shine your light as the flower does in the garden of heaven. Thank you.